Zok the Mishnah Vayit, Masechtas Beya, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Mishalchin Kalim. You can send clothes. Does Kalim mean clothes? I don't know. When I think of a Kali, I think of a dish or a cup. Well, sometimes the Mishnah refers to clothes as Kalim. You remember a Mishnah in Masechtas Shabbos? V'loi Kalim, L'koivis Ebet Kechavim? This is one of the cases where the Mishnah means clothes. And this Mishnah is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, discussing the halachis of sending matanis and yamtif. The Mishnah continues to explain the sheet of the Beis Hillel, who are matir to send matanis, even if the makabel doesn't necessarily need it on yamtif. So zak the Mishnah weiter. Again, perig aleph Mishnah yud, meshalchim kelim, you can send clothes, bein tefurin, bein sheinet tefurin, whether they were sewed, or even if they weren't sewed yet. In other words, if they're sewed, of course, they're roi lelevisha. If he wants, we can put them on. The chiddush is, says the Mishnah, even if it wasn't sewed yet. Although you can't put on clothes that wasn't sewn yet, but he could cover himself with it. So as long as there's a possibility of him having hanah from it on Yom Tov, there's some way that it's shaykh to have hanah, you can send it to him. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, and I'll tell you a greater chiddush. You can send clothes, the afal pi sheyesh behen klayim. Klayim means shatnas. Wait a second. If there's shatnas, you can't wear it. I thought even according to the Beis Hillel, who don't necessarily hold like the Beis Shammai, that it has to be something that he's going to likely wear, but it has to be something where there is at least a remote possibility that he's going to wear it. But if it's shatnas, even if he wanted to, he can't wear it. The answer is, we're talking about hard material. The halacha with hard material is, you're allowed to sleep on it or sit on it. So again, according to the Beis Hillel, once there's a remote possibility of using it, you can send it on Yom Tov. The Mishnah explains, how come the Beis Hillel don't hold like the Beis Shammai? Remember, the Beis Shammai hold only something like a piece of meat or fish that's ready to go? It's because the Beis Hillel says, Soif kol soif, v'hein l'tzarech hamayad. It is a tzarech hamayad, because a person is happy when he gets gifts. Are you happy when you get a gift? According to the Girsa, in the Yerushalmi, the Lashon of the Mishnah is v'afal pi she'ein l'tzarech hamayad. And the Mishnah is explaining the sheet of the Beis Hillel, even though we don't think that he needs it for Yom Tov. Is there anything that you can't send, according to everybody? Yes, says the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah weiter, loy sandal ha-mesomer. This was a special kind of shoe, a special kind of sandal, which is like a shoe. It's made out of wood. It's covered with hide. And they used to put in these pegs. Now, perhaps you remember a Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, Perik Vav Mishnah Beis, that Chazal asked to wear this on Shabbos. Not Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. And that's because of a Maisa Shahaya. They were hiding in the cave because there was a Gzeira that no one was allowed to be Shomer Shabbos. And the people heard a noise. They thought it was soldiers coming. They panicked and they began to run in different directions. And they began to poke each other with these sandals that had these mismarim, and many were killed. And because of that terrible tragedy, Chazal were geyser not to wear this sandal on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So here we have something that your mamish not allowed to wear on Shabbos and Yom Tov. This cannot be sent on Yom Tov. Vayitra says the Mishnah, v'loy minol shein a tofer. For that matter, a shoe that hasn't been quite stitched together yet. Even if it's held together with little wooden nails. Even though somehow it's shaykh to wear this b'shas etchakev, you have no other choice. But people don't wear it generally. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, aflei min alavan. You're also not allowed to shear a white shoe, even though it has been stitched together. If it wasn't dyed yet and it's white, you would need a professional to dye it. And they should tzarech uman. They knew how to make it black. They knew how to make it look like a good black shoe. So if this would have been a black shoe, but you still have to polish it up a little bit, it would be mutter. Because people would wear it. If it would be something where that you don't need a professional to do, even though on Yom Tov you can't do it. So many hold its mutter. But the white shoe, which you would need a professional to dye, that's a Rabbi Yehuda you cannot say. Again, let's repeat the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda im afloi min alavan, and they should tzarech uma, because it requires a professional. Zeklal, this is the rule. Kal shene yaisenbay. Literally, the word neyaisen would mean like noisuket. Even if it's something, this is how the Gemara explains this, even if it's something that a person wouldn't wear on Yom Tov, but he would wear it during the weekday. But if you can wear it during the weekday, you can send it on Yom Tov. after the kol sheni yosim boy, there should be like a comma. It's not kol sheni yosim boy biyamtiv, but kol sheni yosim boy. Anything a person would wear. The way it is. During the weekday, even though he wouldn't wear it on yamtiv, biyamtiv, mishalchanais, you can send it to him. Now, what would be something that we would wear on the weekday, but we wouldn't wear it on yamtiv? Tefillin. You'd put tefillin on during the weekday. You would have to put tefillin on during the weekday. Despite it, you could send it on yamtiv. Wait a second, but didn't we say before, according to the Beis Hillel, that there has to be some type of a remote possibility that somehow he's going to use it on Yom Tov, even though it's not likely? So it is explained, if you have something that is completely finished, not just, well, a person would wear it now. No, it's mamish finished, it's perfect, that you could send it on Yom Tov, even if there's no use for it on Yom Tov, as a held to Beis Hillel. So the bottom line is, according to the Beis Hillel, when could you send Matanis on Yom Tov, when you don't need it on Yom Tov? And the answer is, either it's roi boy bayayim, he doesn't need it, he may not use it. Let's say it's a whole bird, but it's possible. On Yom Tov, you can prepare the food. It's not likely he's going to do it. Maybe he has already food. It's shayach to do it, you could send it. Or something that's completely fixed and finished, even though it's not roi le boy bayayim, like the tefillin, you could also send. Aye, some of you may be asking me a kasha now. What about the sandal hamasomer? This sandal with the pegs inside. Why is it also? It's completely finished. Ah, you can't wear it on Shabbos and Yom Tov because Chazal made a takana not to wear it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why is it different than the tefillin? And for Tosfos and the Ritva, that enachanami, technically you should be able to send it because it's completely finished, but because it isn't just something that you're not allowed to wear on Yom Tov like tefillin because it has no shaychus to Yom Tov. The kiddush of tefillin is for the weekday. Shabbos and Yom Tov is called an oy, so we don't wear tefillin. There's a reason that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Here it's worse. Here, it's something that represents tsar and pain. People got killed when they panicked on Shabbos with this. This type of a thing wouldn't have any simchas Yom Tov when you send it. Adirab. The person's going to think about this and say, oy, it's going to cause him a lot of tsar. Okay. Quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. According to the Beshama, you cannot send on Yom Tov. Actually going back to Mishnayos, but let's go back a little bit. You could only send things that are ready to go. Something that's prepared. He's not going to leave it for tomorrow. Piece of meat, piece of fish. Mamish, here you are. Make a bracha and eat. Enjoy. That's the sheet of the Beis Shammai. What did the Beis Hillel hold? The Beis Hillel hold, you can send behema, chaya, v'oif, even if it's alive. Because, in theory, you could shecht it. The Beis Hillel hold, you can send wine, oil, flour, kidney ice, the roi on Yom Tov. We also learned you can send tefuah, according to the sheet of Reb Shimon. You can send clothes that has been stitched together, sewn together, it's roi on Yom Tov. But not only that, you can send clothes that's not tefurim, because you can cover yourself with it. Even if it's shatnas, provided that it's hard, so you're allowed to sit on it. You cannot send a white shoe, which has to be given to a professional to dye black, but you can send someone a black shoe, even though it's not 100% finished yet. Or a white shoe that wouldn't require a uman. It's a type of shoe that wouldn't require a professional. And you could even send tefillin.